let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called The Deterrent, a Game Changer, and a Pawn to Move Your Life Forward and Out of Harm's Way, Self-Challenging and Emotional. Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain by Kenneth Wembley, designed with a specific purpose, to educate and warn the kids, young adults, seniors, pregnant moms, also for healing wounded souls. Kenneth's interest is entrepreneurship, writing poetry and prose, and mixing it up with products is his forte. He's also a lifetime member of the National Institute for Cannabis Investors. His writing inspired him to overcome his addiction. The author of Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain, Kenneth Wembley, joining us on This Week in America. Kenneth, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
It's such an important book that you've written, Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain. Let's talk about, when did your inborn questioning about hard drugs kick in? How far back does this go?
This goes back to 1971, at the age of 15, when heroin was a major epidemic in North America. It was quite, being young, I couldn't understand what was going on. But as I got older, I went into the military during the Vietnam War era, and heroin was a major problem there too.
Yes. At what point in your life were you inspired to take on this monster? And let's talk about that attempt, and if it was one attempt or multiple. It is so difficult when you do take this on. At what point in your life did you decide, okay, I'm going to take it on and I'm going to win?
Well, it was in the 1980s, Los Angeles, when the crack cocaine epidemic brought extreme violence and degradation to our community, the likes of which we had never seen and experienced. It was an ungodly reasons I was writing. I took on writing this book. I started off with one chapter, and then it took off from there.
The book we're talking about is Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain. Kenneth Wembley, our guest on the program. You'll find the book, of course, at Amazon, alphabookssolution.com. You can click on directly to get information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the drug of choice that, I will ask, that opened your eyes, that really was the drug that got your attention and you realized, I need to do something?
It was cocaine. From a mind, body, and spiritual point of view, it was emotionally challenging. The anxiety, the stress, after about 5 years of use, you begin to feel a total different experience, unlike the one when you first started using. You start feeling yourself going down and facing some difficulties in life, of which you become in denial. Those were the challenges, and the cost of destroying yourself is very expensive, Rick.
Well, it has to be, because this is expensive. Over the years, do you have any idea how much money you've spent on illegal drugs?
You know, I could say it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes. And I would believe, you know, that just in hearing the numbers that are thrown around and for the length of time, that's a very realistic number and a frightening number, isn't it? That that's gone and could have ended up taking your life.
Yes, it was very close. You start experiencing the thoughts of suicide. You're running from the realities of your problems. I was a closet user, functional user. You know, I worked out. I went to work every day. But at the same time, I was feeling the problems that like most Americans or most users today, that are doing drugs in public's eye and in secrecy.
You mentioned you were a functional user, and that's an interesting term that gets put out there. Exactly what is a functional user? And then we'll talk about, if you fall into that category, at what level you can function. It's certainly you can't be 100% of yourself during this period.
No, you can't. You're battling a problem that's overwhelming, okay? spiritually, emotionally. It gets so to the point of challenging. And I was very reluctant to go into rehab. And writing helped me to overcome my problem, the prose and poetry, giving it my feelings, you know, that would help challenge the situation. I had friends that I could talk to, and I had clergymen that I could talk to. So that helped me to eventually overcome.
It's interesting, and we'll talk about that. And you do in the book, Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain, how that writing helped you through this period. You mentioned secrecy as well. How many people knew that Kenneth was a drug user?
Not many. My family eventually found out when my attitude started changing. I became distant, you know, from my family.
Yes.
And they recognized some things were going on. So those moments eventually got me to the point to where I became physically sick, you know. I couldn't deal with it. So I ended up going to the VA and getting some help. And that helped out a little bit. But I relapsed also. And that's another thing a user is definitely going to experience, is a relapse. And I relapsed for about 6 months. And I came back. And it's been 15 years now. I've been clean.
Congratulations.
And yes, I've been clean. I think about those days, and it steers me away from drugs. I'm at the age now to where, you know, it's not so important. You know, the thing you need to understand is that when you start thinking that you're having fun with drugs, you're not. Because after about 3 years, you're going to find yourself in some very serious trouble. You know, you're going to realize that you are addicted. And then some of us wind up doing it for years upon years. You know, you have people that are 50s and their 60s, even in their 70s. You know, it's one of the things that you don't want to get involved with.
Well, talk about when you started. Did you think you'd end up actually being addicted, that you would need drugs? Did it start off just sort of a recreational, a fun, a lark type of thing?
It did. It started off recreational, having fun, you know, young, partying.
Yes.
You know, thinking everything is okay. You're immune to getting addicted, but that reality finally turns up and shows a different picture.
When was it that you realized, okay, I really need to stop, but I can't? Was there a period when you realized, I'm really in further than I ever thought I was going to get?
Yes, there was that moment. I think after 5 years, I realized that. I was 8 years addicted to drugs. The fifth year, I realized that I had a very serious problem. And the ghostly events, I would say, the emotional challenges of waking up and going to work and, you know, trying to maintain my livelihood every day, taking care of my family. Those were the chemical reactions that ultimately drove me to the point of saying, hey, you know, enough is enough.
Kenneth Wembley is our guest on the program. The book is Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain. The book's available at Amazon, alphabooksolution.com. You can link onto all of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If you Google Kenneth, his last name is Wembley, W-I-M-B-L-E-Y. I want to go back to what you said about relapsing. And I think this is so important because we talked about you taking on the monster. And oftentimes you hear people that tell their story and they were able to overcome, and people listen and think, boy, it took like one shot at it and they were able to turn their life around. As you said, it doesn't work that way. How difficult was it for you when you did relapse, and how difficult was it to keep going and try again?
It was very difficult, Rick. Once you relapse, you know, it puts you into a state of anxiety. You know, you thought that you were a winner.
Yes.
But yet, you go back, once you're addicted to the drug and you're addicted to the company you're hanging around, you know, you take a sip of alcohol or a sip of beer, and these are triggers, you know. I realized then that I should not have drank that beer. I shouldn't have taken a sip of alcohol, because all it does is bring you right back to the feeling of that drug. And then once that happens, you're right back to where you started from. So you're either going to have to really get on top of yourself, or you're going to fall pretty quickly. And the fall is not going to be anything nice. I mean, I had friends that were doing very well. I met people along the way that did very well, had it going on in their lives. And their drug of choice ended up ruining them. And friends were ODing. So, you know you're next. You're next to fall into that category. There's only two ways to go, and that's jail or death. So you have a choice. You have a choice to walk away from it, get some serious help, or pay the price.
Can you walk away? Can you do it alone, or do you need help in overcoming?
I did it alone. It was through prayer, exercise, a determination to leave it. You know, when you think about your friends, when you think about the many people that didn't make it, you know, it doesn't matter about your financial situation, rich or poor. The drug affects us all the same. It brings you down one way or the other. You're going to have to face the piper. And to me, it's an evil that brings about a change in your life that you never thought of, you know, when you look back and realize, hey, I was in good shape, mentally, physically, spiritually, up until the point you brought this drug into your life. And at that end of the road, you look back and you realize that you've lost quite a bit, you know.
Yes.
I was at a situation to where I was on my dying bed, you know, physically. And again, once you've experienced those types of feelings or experiences, then you have to come to that decision to lose or win. No other choice.
You talked about the triggers. Are they still there for you? Are there triggers? Are there circumstances that you really need to avoid because you're afraid maybe you could slip back and relapse?
Alcohol. Alcohol is a trigger. I don't drink anymore. I don't sip beer anymore. I drink lots of water, juices. I keep my mind on positive things such as writing, and wanting to save one life at a time, or more than one life at a time. Those are the things that keep me from thinking. And in my knowledge now about drugs and the chemicals involved and so forth are the things that I definitely don't want to reoccur. But I know for sure that if you are a person who has overcome your addiction, you do not want to bring alcohol into your life, because that in itself will open up the dopamine and cause you to go right back to doing something that you dreaded doing. You know,
yes.
The fun is over at that point. You're in trouble.
Well, by telling your story and sharing your story, you are touching so many people. The book is Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain by Kenneth Wimbley, our guest on This Week in America. We need to take a break. We'll come back much more with Kenneth on today's program. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program. A very important conversation. Kenneth Wimbley is our guest on the show. He's the author of Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain. When we left, we were talking about relapse triggers, staying away from that type of thing. Kenneth, let's talk a little bit about what's in the news today, because we're hearing a lot about cannabis, coca, opium plants. What are your thoughts as you're hearing that and legislation being kicked around in a number of states around the country? Share your thoughts on that, please.
Well, you know, since the discovery of black gold in 1859 and the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, both of these acts have done more harm than good to the people. You know, people have been jailed on the facts of cannabis. But we know, too, that cannabis is one of the most dynamic plants on the planet. And all three plants, actually. And with today's laws, cannabis is now it's a comeback, okay? The propaganda that has been displayed over the years, people have been incarcerated. They're still, the federal government is still kind of locking people up in certain areas of the United States. But when you actually understand the plant and cannabis and the benefits that we can get from it are enormous. And actually, the opium and coca plants are positive plants as well. It's the chemicals that have distorted these plants and have created the problems that we have today in regards to addiction and crime and corruption. In that sense, I bring you up to date on each plant and their positive and negative uses.
And that's in the book, and a very important book, as I keep saying, because it truly is Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain. Kenneth Wimbley, our guest on the program. It said that you've said adding to your arsenal some dynamite novelty ideas that are capable of making a huge explosion. Talk about some of the ideas that you have, that you talk about, that could make a big difference.
Well, each chapter, I give you 40 plus compelling chapters of prose and poetry. And each one of these chapters will steer you around the most tightest of corners. If you're out there and you are using drugs, read a chapter. There's 40 plus compelling chapters steering you away from drugs. It's educating you about drugs in the sense that you've never been educated before. I have some dynamite products that can make a huge explosion as well. I have words for kids, young adults. In these chapters, you will begin to see and feel some things that you've never seen and felt before. I bring it to you differently. It's non-traditional, it's unbiased, and I don't think anyone, whether you are a drug dealer, user, if you're out there hustling, if you're in any way, directly or indirectly involved with drugs, you will come to see that what you're involved in is definitely going to make a negative impact on your life.
Well, it's a fascinating look at the history of this problem. A lot of research on your part in putting this together, and you talk about what 900 plus years of drug trafficking, drug use, and abuse. Some people would think this is a recent problem. It literally goes back centuries, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It goes back to, I go back 9 centuries, back to the 14th century, and I introduce you to the forbidden fruit, from my point of view, which is the opium plant. And it was big game with the Ottoman Empire. And then it got to the point, the British East the British East Company, got involved with opium, China, of course. It started out when they started smoking opium with tobacco, mixing it with tobacco. And then from that point, it went from pure opium, smoking pure opium with less tobacco. And that in itself created an addiction that was totally what we see today, worse, as a matter of fact. And then from the 18th century, 19th century, up to this point, actually, which brings us to 900 plus years of drug trafficking and drug use. So this is not a new, drug addiction is not new. And drug trafficking is not a modern day thing. So it's been with us for a long time. It's worse now than ever before because you have young people starting out at the ages of 10, 11, and 12 years old. According to the World Drug Report, we have 341 million individuals who have used drugs at one point in time, but not understanding that if you use that drug once, you're going to use it again. And after the second time, third time, you're going to find yourself caught up in a situation that's going to be very unhealthy for you. So, yes, it's a lot older. The game is a lot older than most people think. It didn't just happen in the 1980s. It didn't happen in the 1960s. It's actually been with us since the 14th century. And in my book, I introduce you to this history, which will open up your eyes, and clicking on the links will confirm the past and present events that I'm addressing.
I've got about a minute left. You said something so important there. If you think, because of the circumstances, I'm going to try this once. I'm a smart person. I understand that this could be addictive. I understand this. I could get hooked. I'm smarter than that. I'm going to do this once. And you're saying not so fast. It doesn't work that way in real life.
It does not work that way in real life. You're going to become addicted. You try it once, you're going to try it again. You think you're hanging out with your buddies, you're hanging out with the in crowd, you think everything is hip and cool, but nothing about it is hip and cool. You're going to find yourself in a bad situation. One, you're going to become addicted. Two, you're going to end up in the hospital or in a rehab. Three, if you have a profession, a career, or whatever, it doesn't matter. Your financial situation is not going to help you. It's not about how much money you have. It's about the problem that you're going to have. And that in itself is a nightmare.
And when you say that, it's so believable because, as you pointed out earlier in the interview, several hundred thousand dollars at least you've spent, not to mention how many years as being, you know, totally productive that you lost in the process, possibly friendships and family relationships impaired as well during this period of time. The book is a must read. It's called A Game Changer. It's Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain by Kenneth Wimbley, W-I-M-B-L-E-Y. Book available at Amazon, alphabooksolution.com. Go to our website, link on. You'll get all the information there as well. Kenneth, an eye-opening conversation today. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on what all you're doing. Again, because of talking and sharing your story, you're going to turn around the lives or prevent problems, certainly in the lives of many people across the country. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
It was our pleasure. Very important book, Hard Drugs, A Reality of Pain. Kenneth Wimbley, our guest on the show. Book at Amazon, alphabooksolution.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.